the ride takes place in over a thousand cities around the world, and it's a procession of classic customs and vintage motorcycles and some modern classics as well, where every rider is expected to, whether you're male or female, is expected to dress like a gentle person, gentle folk, we would say. So you can expect dapper wear and classic and vintage motorbikes.
And what's the purpose of this? I think it has a very focused cause, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we're raising money, and we're globally raising money for Movember, and it's the greatest or the largest contributor to Movember's charitable aims in the annual calendar. So that includes all of the, you know, growing beards over the November period. And what we're doing is we're raising money and awareness for men's mental health specifically, and for prostate cancer as well. So, you know, trying to cure two really important causes and fix some quite big ticket items.
The West Cornwall ride has been going for a couple of years now. Can you talk to us about the effect it's had? Do you know how much money you've raised over the years, things like that?
Yeah, so we've raised, I think we've done it for about 8 years now. We've raised somewhere in the region of £80,000 to £90,000. And that keeps going up because we've got this ride on Sunday and people keep generously giving some of their cash towards our ride. And not just about the financial impact, but it's brought so many people together, some of which are actually going through prostate cancer treatment right now, many of which have been dealing with the effects of you know, men's mental health in the community or for themselves. So the impact is both the awareness, the cash, and also that opportunity for people to come together and talk about these issues and you know, find community who are maybe experiencing some of the same things and talk and get things out in the open.
Incredible. So this weekend in Newquay, where can people witness the spectacle?
Yeah, so this weekend we're starting in Penzance. So if you happen to be that way in the morning, we'll be there until about 1 o'clock. So any time in the morning on Penzance Promenade until about 1 o'clock. Just before one, we'll be setting off, and then we arrive in Newquay a little bit later in the day, sometime just after 4 p.m. And we're hoping to come in past Central, if you know Newquay well, come round, and then we'll be stopping at Sainsbury's and parking there. But then we're going to head over to Project 83, where you can come and join us for the after party. Come and have a drink with us. Obviously non-alcoholic if you're on your motorbike. There's plenty of that to go around. And come and join us in a bit of good cheer. A lot of what we do is also about raising the positive profile of motorcyclists. That's why it's called the Gentleman's Ride, because we're trying to instill that ethos that motorcyclists are charitable folk and they're gentlemanly folk and they're considerate. But it gives people an opportunity to come and engage with us and talk to us about these issues, but also to kind of get a feel for what we're really about, which is, you know, community and support and I think if you come along to Project 83, you know, kind of sometime just after 4 p.m, you'll see that, and you'll see that in everybody, and you can chat to anybody in their dapper wear, and I guarantee you'll have a positive experience just engaging with us as a community. There is a really important statistic that I think is worth putting out there, and it's just over 70% of all suicides that take place are male, and we lose a man a minute globally to suicide. It's a really, really important cause that maybe isn't getting enough attention. And I think it's just worth understanding the scale of that issue and how important it is for communities like the motorcycling community to come together and talk openly and be able to, you know, maybe talk about the issues, maybe just talk about something else. So if you have an opportunity to come and get involved, then come and join us, come and chat to us, and we'll welcome you with open arms.